Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michigan State opened up the Big Ten season with a win over Rutgers. They will take on Oakland U on Saturday in downtown Detroit. The head coach of the MSU Spartans, of course, is the Hall of Famer himself, Tom Izzo. He joins us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Tom, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We are great. Really appreciate the time, as always. You have played only 9 games this season, but it must seem like 1,000, given everything that's happened with you. I mean, obviously, you traveled to Maui. Obviously, you had the tragic news with Cassius's brother. I mean, it's has to have been a really weird stretch for you as this head coach, and a rough stretch in a way, too.
Yeah, it's been different. You know, we had those two late 9:30 games out on the East Coast. The Langford, probably was second on the list other than Cassius's, that injury and setback. But, it's been a different 9 games. And it's been something you don't really plan for. And yet we're starting to, regroup and get back to somewhat of normalcy, which is what we've got to do. But hasn't been as easy, and you can only imagine what Cassius. I mean, it's been easier for me than what it's been for him, and he's starting to. I think I don't know how you rebound. I don't know how you get better. He's starting to have more good days. How's that?
Yeah, and another the enigma on the team so far, would be fair to say, is Aaron Henry plays good, then he doesn't play well, and then the other night he played really well. How's that working out?
You know, guys, it's so hard to rate an individual player right now. It hasn't been great, but I think the lack of practice time we've had, both because of travel and, Cassius's deal, something like that has affected the whole team. I don't even like talking about it because there's nothing I can do, and everything you say is an excuse. But as I've learned the last couple of years, there's facts and then there's other things. And the fact is, it has been what you said earlier, has been the truth. It's been a tough year, but I got great guys. We've had some guys struggle. We've had our quarterback is not quite there every day, and that's affected different guys different ways, but Aaron's got to play better. I think some guys go from Batman to Robin, some guys go from the butler from Robin to Batman, some go from the butler to Robin, and as you move up, you run into different obstacles, and Aaron's just got to learn the same thing he had to learn last year, that playing hard every day is a factor. It's something that not just Aaron Henry, a million guys struggle with, but I've been happy that practices and the last game, he's at least starting to understand it again and realize there's a new normal for him, and it's a lot higher than last year's normal.
We're talking to Tom Izzo here on 97.1 The Ticket. We talked a little bit, Stoney and I, on the show after the Duke game, how, with respect to Aaron Henry, it wasn't you who said anything after the game. It was Xavier and Cassius. And I'm wondering, do you know that you have a really good team on your hands when it's the players who are policing themselves, when maybe the players are doing a little bit of the coaching and taking some of the burden off you guys?
You know, guys, since Mateen Cleaves in my second or third year, I realized that even though I wear a suit and make a lot of money, players play the game, and a player-coach team is always better than a coach-coach team. And, one of the problems is, Xavier's an unbelievable kid and, going to be, I think, an academic All-American, really done well in school. But that's something he's working on, becoming a better leader. McQuaid was really good at that last year. And and Cassius would be the normal, but that's been a lot of burden to put on a guy who's going through. If I was to tell you the truth, what Cassius has gone through and how he's done, I have no clue how he's still handling it. Played 20 hours after the news and hasn't missed a game. But he is our true leader. And, it's good to hear that the players are trying to take on that role. But I've got to help them. We've all got to help each other right now. And I think in the end, it's going to make us all closer and better.
In many years, Coach, you've had to, champion your conference, maybe pick it up because the Big Ten sometimes gets downgraded. Yeah. Not this year. Everybody is talking about, just in the polls itself, you have 2-3-4 with Ohio State, Maryland, and Michigan. You obviously are in the top 15. And there's other teams that are really, really good. Could this be the best this conference has been top to bottom?
You know, it could be because there are better teams. And I think, like Rutgers, has been perennially a down team. I think you're going to see them win a lot of games. I think Wisconsin, everybody was kind of counting them out. And then all of a sudden they blow Indiana out. We know Purdue, just blows out Virginia. I think Penn State is really good. So I would say, yes, Iowa's starting to get back after a tough loss early. They've really played well lately. I don't think there's any question that the top, maybe half of the league is really, really good. But I think the bottom half of the league is a lot better than it's been other years.
You know, it's funny, we're talking to Tom Izzo. You always get asked about your passion and how you still have such a passion for the game. Stoney and I noticed a picture that in the papers this morning. You were at a high school game last night, and I'm thinking, wow, this guy, I don't know how many hours you have in the day. Are there ever nights in the middle of December where you think, I'd rather just stay home, put my feet up, and watch some TV than head down to Detroit to watch another high school kid who may or may not be playing in college in a couple years? Or is that part of it that you just still love to do?
Well, I don't think anybody loves recruiting. It's gotten to the point now that we just have to do it twice as much because either guys are going pro or they're transferring. So you just have more teams. Everybody's got 4, 5, 6 scholarships every year, which is sad. It's sad what's happening right now in this transfer rule. I was talking to a guy last night, friend of mine that used to coach in Detroit. Now he's in the college scheme, and he said that they talk all the time where he's at that kids transferring. There's always positive things, on some. You look at the quarterback from Ohio State or something, but there's so many negatives with it. And kids are just learning how to transfer. So, hey, Friday it was 3:00 in Montreal, and then it was this. And tonight, it's finals week here, so that means that you try to get out 3 or 4 nights. Finals week for players ends up travel time for coaches because you don't practice as much, so you try to get out. But I think recruiting has gotten to the point where, you wouldn't find. It'd be interesting to see a Bill Frieder in today's world because Bill used to love to recruit. He'd go to, 27 games a night and all that. And number one, you can't do that anymore because kids get mad if you leave their game. And everybody knows about it because they put it on the social media. But number two, you just have to do so much more than you used to have to do. It's just part of the game. It's part of the job.
When we spoke to you last at the golf tournament at Oakland Hills, we were talking about the transfer portal, and you said you still believe players should have to sit out a year, unlike Jim Harbaugh's plan where everybody should one transfer and then and with no questions. You went through it with your player Joey Hauser. It didn't work out. Is there any way we can at least publicly see or hear why some guys are approved, like the Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields, as you mentioned, Shea Patterson in Michigan? He didn't have to sit out a year, and yet your guy did. How do they? What is the criteria, and can it ever be made public?
No, I don't know if I, number one, the only reason I don't like Jim's theory is who transfers twice.
Right.
So, there's a few,
right.
But that just leaves guys to just, I don't feel good today, so I'll go over and put my name in. You know, if you knew, guys, how many kids regret that. I mean, I always use my man Morris because he's one of my favorite guys of starting out awful. You know, we have a theory, if it starts out bad, it usually ends bad. But with Morris, it started out bad and it ended great. And one of the reasons is after 50 times that he wanted to transfer and his mom and dad wouldn't let him, and I kind of would talk him out of it just because he had to change, you know, and he ended up with his banner in the ceiling and millions of dollars in his pocket. So I think a lot of kids make bad decisions, and there's kids right now that are in the portal that are trying to go back to the schools they're at. That's kind of sad, too. I mean, just think how many times you want to quit your job. And don't lie, guys. I mean, you have your days, you get up and say, oh, God.
I know.
You know, I hate my boss. I don't want to be here.
I hate Jamie.
Then, you know,
I hate Jamie sometimes.
Hey, no question.
Yeah.
But by the end of the day, you know, you take him out to lunch and you like the guy again for another month. And that's kind of the way it is, you know. And if you give such an easy out, I mean, there's a reason kids transfer. It's okay. But if we're all high and mighty, like the NCAA says, like the universities say, and say everything's academic, when you transfer, guys, hey, you lose a half a semester minimum. I don't care where you transfer to or how you transfer. So if you're worried about the academics, you know, what does it hurt? Now, in the Joey Hauser case, make sure you understand this. Don't say Tom Izzo was talking out of both sides of his mouth. I have publicly said it. I haven't changed. I don't think there should be any waivers. But when 3/4 of America is getting a waiver, and the mother calls and says, well, why don't we put his name in? And then we look at all the situations, and some of those can't be public. But in my humble opinion, we got about 8 people that sit there and go all over the country of different positions, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And that's how they come up with it. How's that for an insult?
Tom Izzo, one last thing. You obviously, everybody knows you're close friends with Mark D'Antonio, and I'm guessing you've had conversations with him that you're not going to share with me and Stoney, but any thoughts on where he is right now in his career? Because there are some people who feel that maybe this should be it for Mark D'Antonio at Michigan State.
Well, there might be some people that are wondering if it will be it. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any way that, I mean, you know, the haters are going to hate. I mean, that's about as normal as you can get. You know, if you look at his record and what he's done, and it's unbelievable. You know, I mean, there's only two schools that have been to the BCS Final Four, as I call it, and he's one of them. And you know, I think at one time he was 40-5, and you see, yeah, that was a couple of years ago. He's had a couple of years of incredibly injury prone. I've never seen so many injuries, and so my buddy Mark D'Antonio, you know, I hope is here for years to come. I hope, you know, him and I get together, and when we want to call it quits, we do it together, but it ain't going to be in the near future. But, I mean, that's Mark's choice. But as far as whether it's not his choice, as some people, you know, everybody that calls in is so intelligent, and they know exactly what's going on every day, and that really kind of bothers me, guys. But this guy is an incredible human being, a good football coach. And I think he'll be here as long as he wants to be here. If Mark D'Antonio was ever gone, Tom Izzo, because of pressure, Tom Izzo would probably be right behind him, you know, because I believe in the guy. So I think he's got years left. But every decision is an individual's, you know, how you feel, how's your health, how's your family, where do you think you are. And I still think he's got a lot of passion. He flew back in for our game the other night because he's been on the road recruiting. So remember what I learned in the last 3-4 years. Haters are going to hate. And sometimes with that damn social media, you know, it could be people from the opposite schools trying to spread rumors and stuff. So I'm here at Michigan State, you know, from our people here, there's no issue with Mark D'Antonio. Are you disappointed? Is he disappointed? You know, I was here, guys, when 6-6 were great years.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, disappointed. I think if you had to do it over again, and you know, losing to Illinois and Arizona State, although Arizona State ended up pretty good, was, and so did Illinois, were games they could have won. They'd be 8-4, and nobody'd be saying nothing. So, You know what? Not because we're both Italian. You got a big D'Antonio fan here. And this fan thinks that our football and basketball programs are still in great shape. But the eyes of the public, that changes not yearly, not monthly, not weekly, not hourly, but minutely.
Minutely.
Minutely. I love that word.
And I just kind of blow it off and go back to work.
Tom, thanks for the time. Merry Christmas.
Have a great holiday.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey,
appreciate
you guys
it.
Too, man. Happy Hanukkah, everything else down there. And I'll be around. So when you're bored, you know, call me and I'll figure out which one of you hates the other one more.
All right. We'll call you tomorrow.
All right, guys.
See you, Tom. Yeah. Thanks. Tom Izzo, the Michigan State head basketball coach, right here on 97.1 The Ticket. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.